You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Of course, there is enormous sexual tension growing up for men and women in the U.S. everywhere. Sorting out what is learned misogynist behavior and what is playful experimentation that passes with adolescence is complicated by the digital culture. It's a global story this week. Google has launched a service to allow Europeans to ask for personal data to be removed from online search results, regrettable emails and the like, a right to be forgotten, something the CEO of Snapchat, Evan Spiegel, may be wishing was a right in the USA, as the tech gossip website ValleyWag recently leaked emails from Spiegel's undergraduate days at Stanford University in 2010. Silly, druggy, nasty stuff, some of it about women. Alyssa Shavinsky is a CEO in the same business space as Snapchat, the so-called ephemeral social app space. Alyssa says bad boy behavior is actually a driver of the whole ephemeral business model. Alyssa, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me on the show.
So there's lots to talk about here this week. I mean, this is a really turmoil, bubbling week, on the sort of cultural questions of ephemeral content online, the questions of what that content says about people. Let's just right at the outset, you're kind of a competitor with Evan Spiegel's Snapchat, right?
I'm not a direct competitor in the sense that people will use multiple messaging apps, but yes, I'm CEO of an ephemeral messaging company.
And, just as a CEO, how would you sort of describe this kind of firestorm that Evan Spiegel is involved with these undergraduate Stanford University emails, some of which are, pretty offensive to women?
Well, the emails certainly do paint a portrait of consistent misogyny, but it's interesting in terms of product founder fit. You can see how Spiegel has consistently said that Snapchat is not a sexting app, that it's instead about whimsy and about being in the moment. And that makes sense in light of seeing that he had things that he regrets are being surfaced now.
So he actually, his misogyny makes an argument for ephemerality in the sense that people are saying things that they definitely don't want to hang around.
And, Spiegel isn't the only one. In the early days of the internet, it was really a challenge to keep your data around. If you remember the internet in the late 90s and early 2000s, data storage was a real struggle. And these days, we're overwhelmed by persistent data. We wish that we didn't have so many emails and so many files and things coming back to haunt us on social media. I think that's a real case for ephemerality. The internet was never meant to be this place that haunts us.
Well, but now let's take a look. We just had this huge conversation on the program with Arthur Chu about the question of latent misogyny being revealed by this horrible incident in Santa Barbara, part of which was enabled by, postings on the internet. Suddenly, if all of this is latent, ephemerality contributes to hiding behavior rather than revealing behavior. And I'm wondering if that's such a good idea all of a sudden.
Well, that is an interesting point. But bad actors will certainly reveal themselves. That people who were doing terrible things 5 years ago, it still shows up now. I think that people do deserve the opportunity to reinvent themselves and have second chances. And that was certainly the story, with my own co-founder who said things online that he regretted. And then his actions showed that that wasn't how he wanted to represent himself and that wasn't who he wanted to be. Unfortunately, with Snapchat, we don't necessarily see the CEO's apologies being manifest in actions yet, but maybe they will. Maybe we'll see Evan Spiegel deciding that they want to take a really strong women in tech stance. That would be great.
Let's talk about Google for a second, because the Europeans have a whole different idea about this. They say you have a right to forget stuff, and Google is going to put in software that will allow people in Europe to basically pull down links that they believe should be forgotten, even though they're now a part of the public internet record. Do you think that sort of thing is valid? And when does redemption from past activities that you regret become manipulation of your brand, essentially a kind of concealment?
Well, I love the idea of giving people more control over their identities and more control over what shows up online. And that's very important in cases of mistakes or cases where, for example, people did things in the past and repaired them and simply want to move on. I think people should have the right to reinvent themselves. But more importantly, people should have the right to control their own identities.
Would you say that part of this discussion comes out of the culture of the Valley, the culture of the tech world, that, you know, it is a lot of guys, you know, staring at a lot of screens and sharing a lot of sort of goofy notions about women and dating, and that some of these apps even come directly out of that? And I'm wondering if you have to fight that every day.
I think it's important that people appreciate that Snapchat isn't part of that so directly. They're based in L.A. That actually tells us that this kind of misogyny isn't only in Silicon Valley. We see that with, you know, the shootings as well. Like this is tech nerds. This is a nerd thing. You could make the argument that it's nerd entitlement, but it's deeper than that. What I see happening in Silicon Valley is the problem of gender imbalance in a day-to-day way that messes things up for everyone. When you have guys in an environment where they're just not meeting women and not interacting with women because women aren't around, it leads to really odd behaviors.
All right, before we go, I mean, there are people out there, you know, listening to public radio going, oh, great, Hockenberry and public radio has figured out a way for us to hate nerds now. Political correctness is just, you know, metastasized. What would you say to those people?
I'd say I love nerds. And it's way more complicated than that. And what we're seeing now is, as a culture, we've come to embrace nerds and geeks and their values. And we're seeing now that nerds and geeks are running the world. And for the most part, that's great. But now that as a culture, we no longer stigmatize nerds, it gives us the space to examine the nerd psychology more closely.
Alyssa Chavinsky is CEO of Glimpse, which is a private ephemeral photo sharing app. She spoke with us from New York. Thanks, Alyssa.
Thank you.